7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Lovely and inaccurate time that is. Oh, wacky. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your host and chairman. My name is Tobe. I like to drink tea. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Dahong Pao. Oh, let's pour some more. Oh, its golden yumminess is calling out to me. Oh, look at it. It's so beautiful. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I woke up cold today. I woke up cold. It's cold in my house. But it's a nice and sunny day, so I don't know what that means. I also kind of don't care. Because why? I got other stuff to worry about. Including, but not limited to, my sinuses. I'm having a hell of a sinus day, so you're going to hear a lot of coughing and sniffling and sneezing and other sinus-related activities going down on today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah. And I'm really into it. I have got a strange day ahead of me, let me tell you. What is today? What are we doing? What is going on, anyway? Well, today's Friday, and, I just remembered something, I think. Yeah, okay. My third favorite Tim Curry. Well, wait. Yeah, my third favorite Tim Curry film is on tonight. But it's not on for another 14 hours, so I gotta think of a bunch of stuff to do until that time. Well, actually, I don't even need to think of stuff to do, because I got plenty of stuff to do. Oh, and I don't even want to think about it, but we might as well go up there and start. Yeah, all right, well, let's go. It's time. Let's leave this room, and we have to go up into the kitchen. Because not only is today Friday, oh, and I should say that next week, next Friday, marks the 1,900th show. The 1,900th Dubious Goals Committee airs next Friday, Black Friday, at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. But what you need to know right now is that we are on what? I've lost count. Day four? We are at day four of the sink clog. And so about an hour ago, yes, an hour and 3 minutes ago, I poured a bunch of drain cleaner down the drain. The super extra strong stuff. This one is called whatever. And we have reached the point where I've got to pour hot water down the drain to flush it. Well, hello. Well, I'm glad you showed up for clog clearing time. It's going to be fun. We're going to clear the clog. Pippa has arrived, and she's kind of yapple-yangy-dapple. What are you doing? Yeah, get some more kitty hair on my pants. Thanks. Oh, look how fashionable I am with all this kitty fluff on my pants. Oh, I look so sexy. Yes, you're a good baby. Oh my goodness. But you now you're in the bad place. I have to, yes, hi. Guess what I have to do? I have to pour the boiling water into the sink, and you're standing right here where the boiling water is going to splash. What do you think? All right, well, she apparently doesn't think too much about it. But let's get this going. I got boiling water right here. About 4 liters worth. Oh, listen to it boil. Boiling, boiling, boiling. Urea, what is it? What is it? I know you want kitty water, but you can't have kitty water until the sink's clogged. Then I can turn the sink and get the water. Okay, the cat's walking out of the room. Apparently, we have angered the kitty gods. But that's okay. I got my towels ready, gonna ready to dump in the water. All right, we turn off the gas. Get the hot water. And here we go, pouring it into the sink. Oh, wait, I gotta turn on the faucet at the same time. There we go. All right, we got it going now. Ugh. Clouds of steam everywhere. Doo-doo-doo. And the cat's still yanging over by the door. Is the water hot yet? The water coming out of the faucet isn't hot yet, but that's okay. We're gonna... No, you know what? We're not doing jack. I'm gonna let that sit there and do whatever and... And blah, blah, blah. Okay. Can you hear that? Whoa, what? Meow. Oh, it's a poor baby. Meow, meow, what? You're a good nooper. Say meow, meow. That's purring. Now you're just trying to purr into the microphone. Here, I'll hold the microphone up to your face. You say something, kitty. Not gonna work. Hopefully we got to hear a little bit of my cat on the radio today. What do we need to do now? Oh, let's grab these things that are sitting here on the counter. Oh, wait. We gotta get the cat some water. Okay, come on. Let me get you some kitty water, because I know kitties love kitty water. Okay, we fill up the kitty cup full of kitty water. Gonna drink it up today, just like you order. Okay, turn the water off. Grab these unusual plastic cubes. What's that sound? Gosh, what are these things? Gee, we've never heard that sound on the Dubious Goals Committee before.
Eddie's a teacher.
Yeah, we're listen.
Eddie's a teacher.
Try.
No one try.
That is not how it works, no. Anyway, let me sit down. Sit down here. All right, I'm ready to roll, sort of, so to speak. Okay, what do I have I got? Yeah, I've been working on dice. Love that sound. I loaded up some more dice last night. Let's see. Where are we at here? I can't remember where. Suddenly I don't feel well. What the hell's wrong with me? Anyway. Right. So the two good name brand dice that I loaded and didn't finish perfectly, I redid. And one of them is absolutely perfect. It doesn't look any different than the day it came out of the factory. The other one is pretty good. It has a very, very minor flaw that, oh, I don't think anybody would notice even if they were looking for it. And even if they were looking for it and found the flaw, It's close enough to a manufacturing flaw that I don't even think anybody would notice. And anyway, I've got three new ones here. Last night I had to go to the store. Last night I had to go to the store to get more, you know, drain chemicals. because I'm waging chemical warfare against my own sink. And I thought, well, what do I need? What store? I was wondering what store I should go to, because I was just going to go to the grocery store and buy some of the same old stuff. And I thought, no, this is not a smart idea. We need to go to a different store, get something stronger, something a little bit more industrial. So I decided to go to this one particular store that I hate to go to, and I make sure I give them as little business as possible, but I still end up going there about once a year and spending around $8. Yeah, and so that happened again last night. I went to the hated store, got the drain stuff, and, well, that's not exactly how it went down. I was in the store. I was walking towards the aisle where the drain stuff is found, and I had to walk by the toys and games aisle. So I said, yeah, I better check to see if they have any dice. So I said to myself, yeah, you can buy some dice, but you can't spend more than $2.50. Because I was going to get, you know, the name brand dice again. And so I go down the aisle, I find the 5-pack of dice, and guess what? No, it's not the name brand. It's some junk, cheap, absolute crap brand of dice, and they were only $2. So I said, okay, you can buy them. So I got the dice. Then I went to go get the drain stuff, right? And so I brought the dice home with the drain stuff. And these, although they're cheap and a little bit junky, the funny thing is the pips aren't cut perfectly. They're dull, and they're square-cornered. These dice are not the fanciest dice, but the one thing that is nice about them, at least the pips are all faced centered. That's the thing with these with these brand name, quote, quality, end quote, dice, you know, the ones that are named after a two-wheeled foot-pedaled vehicle, they look good, but more than half of the faces are not centered on the dice. Like, at least half of the faces on the dice are not centered. And so it just looks cheap and junky. Anyway, so I took the 5-pack of new dice, and I doctored them up. I loaded them up, and they're beautiful. They're absolutely freaking flawless. They do not look any different than when they came out of the package. And I loaded them on the same axis as these name brand dice that I've been working on. Why did I do that? Because I got me an idea. I got me an idea. Although, I think I might have accidentally screwed this one up. Wait, which one is it? One of these dice, I might have put the thing in the wrong place. Is this the one or is this the one? So anyway, here I am playing with dice again, doing wacky stuff. And today, wait, how am I going to do this? Yeah, I don't know. Today I got to work on some dice, and I want to work on something magnetic, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to put a magnet in a die. It just means I might have to put a coil in a die, which, doesn't that sound fun? Yes, yes it does. That's going to be cool. And there's some other stuff I got to do, and there's some other things I need to work on. I gotta sit down, I gotta draw some pictures, I gotta do a math problem, and then of course I gotta worry about my stupid kitchen sink, which is, you know, apparently clogged up with what? That's right, tea leaves. And the best part of it is, when I was in the terrible store last night, I saw some other things that I really wanted, including, you know, like, what was it? A liter of sulfuric acid, pure sulfuric acid. But I don't know how strong it was. What did I need sulfuric acid for? Like, remember, we were talking about this. It was a while ago. It's been a while now. Why? Did I want to etch some metal? What was I? What? Did I want to nitrate something? Yeah, I don't remember. That's probably what it was. I was probably thinking, oh, I need to make some nitrocellulose, which requires sulfuric acid and nitric acid. Super fun. Yeah, and I will also have to admit that there was about 30 seconds where I was standing there in front of all the deadly chemicals going, yes, I really, really want to pour all this sulfuric acid down my sink. And I would have too, but I've been using the other stuff. I've been using other chemicals, and the other stuff is all, you know, basic. It's all lye. Well, I guess it's all bleach-based stuff, right? So, no, I don't want to pour the acid into my pipes that are full of lye. That'd been fun. Jeez.
Yeah, on this earth to run, and that's what I'm going to do.
Run.
Bolt not very quickly out of the blocks. Powell was the quickest, but Bolt just getting into his stride alongside Gatlin.
I saw you seeing in the peripheral vision. Damn, it's coming. It's coming fast. When I see those strides coming through, bam, 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 I hit him. I said, oh, God. In a split second, he just fly past.
That's you, Shaq Bolt.
Crowd goes wild. Yeah, I've got this Usain Bolt documentary on. And you might be wondering to yourself, Tope, why are you watching a documentary about Usain Bolt? Oh, because, you know, first of all, the guy's hilarious. And second of all, my football games don't come on for a while. So, here we are. Oh, and I'm kind of dreading telling you about what else I was doing last night. Oh, it has to do with dolls. So let's have a musical break first.
I'll ring Kendra.
I think I'll ring Kendra. We gotta listen to some toy dolls, have a musical break here. We gotta listen to Olga dialing an old rotary phone here.
Hello?
Hello? It's Olga. Can I speak to Kendra, please?
Just hold on a minute, pet. Kendra? Olga's on the phone. Do you want to speak to him?
I can't.
I first saw Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. So sweet and tender, but she didn't even see me at all. No. She looked so nice, she smelled so fine. Oh, how I wished that Kendra was mine. 5'1", and eyes that were blue. A smile that made me melt, oh, what could I do? I had to get Kendra's telephone number really quick. Yes, if I came straight to the point, it will do the trick. Yes, I asked her if she'd like to go out with me. She said that she was flattered, but I just couldn't see why. She said, ah, oh, Olga, I can't. Ah, oh, Olga, I can't. My boyfriend's sitting on the settee. He does not want you to see me. So, Olga,
take it up.
Nah, whoa, 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 whoa. That's it.
I was really depressed. What could I do? I was blue. I'll ring her up again in a day or two. On Monday, her boyfriend wasn't there, so I felt lucky. How's about now, baby, come out with me? And she said, ah, oh, Olga, I can't. Ah, oh, Olga, I can't. should. I can't, well I can, but I shan't. It's no good, man. Olga! Sorry that I ever ran. She said, don't be daft and, ah, oh, Olga man, I want to see you, don't get me wrong. I'll contact you soon, it won't be long. For at the moment, I can't.
Can oop, oop, oop.
I called Kendra another 50 times on the phone. Yes, she agreed to meet me, but I should have known. Yes, I wound the window down in the Rolls Royce. I said jump in the back and then I heard a voice start to say. Start to say. Start to see. I'm going to Lorette for my holiday in Spain. And when I get back, I still can it again. So I'll get.
Poor Olga. All he wants to do is to go out on a date with Kendra. How many times did Olga call Kendra? At least 53 times. 54 times. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll have to listen to it again. That was, of course, the Toy Dolls, even though I suspect it was really all just Olga. With his good song, Olga, I Cannot. I love that song. And I find myself playing that sometimes. I don't know why. I first met Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. Good stuff. Anyway, why did I play Toy Dolls? Because that's what I was doing last night. No, I wasn't playing Toy Dolls. I was watching videos about dolls on the YouTubes. Specifically, ball-jointed dolls. I'm obsessed with ball-jointed dolls, and that obsession has been rekindled. And I did spend some time looking online for some dolls, and I saw one that I kind of liked, and I thought, oh, geez, I could do a lot with that. And then I saw the price, $749 U.S. American dollars. Yeah, and that's not for a complete doll. That's just a blank doll body, head, and face. Yeah, you get some extra hands and some extra feet, and you get a sleeping face as well. But regardless, you're still going to spend a few more $100s. let's face it, a few more $1,000s on clothes and stuff. And all I want to do is paint a doll. So I'm actually sort of thinking maybe I should go to the craft store, see if I can find a doll face that I could just paint up. Oh, thanks, digital media. So let's check in with Andrea.
Hello,
see what she's
everybody.
Doing.
How are you? This is Andrea, and in today's video, I want to share and review a doll clothing store. This is by special request by one of my Patreon supporters.
Yeah.
On Patreon, I have a special section where I share new doll findings, be it clothes, to
and
shoes.
Now there's a little picture on the screen of some doll shoes. And I saw doll shoes last night, and I was thinking, these doll shoes are selling for $45. These doll shoes are selling for $60. Doll shoes. Yeah, you can buy regular size human shoes for that kind of money. And here people are getting $60 for custom-made doll shoes. Oh my God. Am I in the wrong business? Why am I trying to make dolls? Why don't I just make doll shoes and doll accessories? I'm a pretty good modeler. I have good crafting skills. I can paint. I can do all kinds of wacky stuff. Maybe I need to be making doll shoes and selling them for $60 a pop. My God, how many doll shoes could I make in a day? If I could make 2 pairs of doll shoes a day and sell them for $60, I'd be doing well better than minimum wage. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you make some doll clothing too? Well, I'm not saying that I haven't thought about it. What is going on back here? Hi, what are you doing? I'm getting headbutts in the back. Some cat is ramming their head up against me. Okay, this is the signal to do kitty business. So now we got to get down here on the floor all the way and get the banky. Okay, I'm getting the banky, see? Okay, kitty pit is ready. Kitty business pit is ready. Jump in. Jump. That's good, baby. Okay, Pippa is now in the kitty business pit. Here we are. Okay, what was I talking about? Doll clothing. I've thought about it before. Doll clothing is an extraordinary lucrative business. And about, it's been a while ago, but back when the American Girl dolls started getting super popular and people were spending ridiculous amounts of money on terrible doll clothes, I thought, yeah, I need to be in the doll clothing business. I need to be a doll fashion designer. And, yeah, I could have done that, but I didn't because my sewing machine was broken, and my sewing machine is still broken, and my serger that never worked is still broken. So I've got all broken sewing machines, and so I'm not going to sew any of this stuff by hand. And I'll tell you right now, clothes for ball-jointed dolls are way more expensive than clothes for those cheap, junky, crap American Girl dolls. If you've never seen a ball-jointed doll, you might want to look this up. Just do a quick search for ball-jointed dolls. Just type in BJD doll, and you're going to find out more about the doll subculture in this world than you ever wanted to know. You are going to see dolls that are going to blow your mind. You are going to see dolls that you're going to say, that belongs in a museum. This is art. You might not believe it, but when we're talking about $5,000 dolls, yeah, this is not kid stuff. No, it is not. It's not even kitty stuff, is it, Peppa? No, Peppa says it's not even any kitty business. And we're very concerned with kitty business around here. Why? Because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned, because coming up next is Something Blue with Harry Larry. We're going to listen to all kinds of fun, eclectic jazz, blues, and blues jazz, and all kinds of other related stuff. So stay tuned for that coming up in about 1 minute. And my name's Tobe. I'm sitting here with my cat. We're waiting for football, but we're going to watch more doll videos. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.